got number 81 back. How much does that number mean to you?
It means a lot to me, man. I had that number since high school. I was able to wear it at the University of Tennessee, able to wear it for 4 years in Oakland. So I love that number, and I'm glad I got it back.
Speaking of high school and Tennessee, what was your relationship with Malik coming in here, and how much did that impact you signing here?
Malik's one of my best friends, man. And, you know, playing with him in high school, we had so much fun. And when he came from USC and met me in Tennessee, so to speak, we had a lot of fun there, too. And he's had some great success in Denver, and now he's here. And, you know, when I came here, it was more about, you know, the coaching staff and the opportunity to win, the opportunity to get on a team that's, you know, of a culture that's going to change. And knowing that he was here as well definitely helped out.
Couple of different offenses in Oakland. How much has that helped you, this transition?
It's helped a lot. Similar system to Greg Olson, who was the offensive coordinator here earlier. He was my offensive coordinator in Oakland. So, you know, learning the terminology and all that, it's pretty similar. But you still got to hunker down in the playbook at nights and get it going and spend a lot of time on it.
You feel like it's coming pretty good along?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like it's definitely, I'm progressing very well in it. And, you know, Coach Hackett, he has a very good style of installing, the way he installs it, very good teaching style in the meetings, and it helps out a lot.
If I follow up on that, does he explain the whys to it, the hows to it?
Yeah, definitely the whys, the hows, you know, his terminology, he explains it forward and backwards. You know, he'll have our participation, you know, he'll get us to do talking, and then, you know, we'll do the walkthroughs, and we'll go out there, and then we'll circle back and do it all over again. Combining that with the film, and it makes it very easy.
Why didn't things maybe work out for you in Oakland after, you know, that one year where you had 50 catches or something?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, in my opinion, I'm still in the league, so I feel like I'm still a successful person, still a successful football player. As far as stat-wise in Oakland, you know, that's another story. I can't throw myself the ball. You know, as a team, we did really good there. And, you know, I'm looking forward. I'm looking forward to the next opportunities, and that's here. And, you know, I really look forward to what's going to happen.
Do you have an idea of how you'll be moved around yet, or will that develop in camp?
I'm still developing, but as of right now, I've played all kind of positions. I'm, you know, out wide, you know, three-point stance, slot receiver, fullback. They use me everywhere. And that was something Coach Hackett and I discussed during the free agency process. And, you know, that's the ability I have. I have the ability to go all over the field and create mismatches, and that's what I'm going to do.
Is there a certain area of your game that you really want to improve heading into the season?
Not one specific certain area, but I definitely would like to still continue to work on my blocking. That's one thing I've started to improve here. Coach Middleton has really helped me out with the techniques and the steps, and also watching Mercedes. He's a really good blocker. He stays low with a 6'6" foot frame. He stays real low. So to see him do that has kind of motivated me, and I've talked to him about getting the steps right.
What kind of leader has Lewis been in that room?
Yeah, Mercedes is awesome, man. You know, 12-year vet. I've looked up to him. You know, we're both Los Angeles kids. So I watched him when he was at UCLA and I was in high school. So to play alongside with him is an absolute dream come true. We talk about the plays all the time. And, you know, he helps out. He's a really good leader.
Playing with for Middleton, obviously played for Jack Del Rio, Marone, a lot of former NFL players on this on the staff and your former staffs. How much of a difference does that play into kind of learning and adjusting to their coaching style?
Yeah, you know, former NFL players, they get it, man. They get the grind. They get what it is to, you know, be in our shoes, be in that seat. And, you know, Coach Marone says it all the time. He wants us to understand the why. Why are we doing things? Why are we doing this? And he explains that a lot, you know, just in a player's perspective. So that's very nice.
Do you see any similarities between Blake and Derek?
Yeah, I do. You know, in my opinion, they're both gunslingers. They're both very accurate. They got to have soft touch when they need it. And, you know, they're both just absolute leaders. So I definitely see a similarity.
You got a taste of winning last year.
Yeah.
how much can you apply that to here?
Yeah.
Say, hey, this is what it took.
Yeah, well, that's why I came here. I definitely know that we have a chance. We have a chance to win, and that's what we're doing. That's what our mindset is on. You know, we have high expectations, high goals. We talk about it every day. And, you know, it's not just about talking about it. We have to actually go out there and do it, and we understand that.